With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At a news conference, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte calls for a swift de-escalation in the region as Israel attacks Iran.
It is obviously a rapidly evolving situation. This was a unilateral action by Israel. So I think it is crucial for many allies, including the United States, to work as we speak to de-escalate. I know they're doing that. And I think that is now the first order of the day.
In his first public comments about the attacks, President Trump again urged Iran to reach a deal with Washington on its nuclear program, warning on his Truth Social platform that Israel's attacks will only get worse. An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control over California's National Guard troops until a hearing next week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and must return control of the troops to California's governor. But hours later, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months. The preliminary reading of the University of Michigan's closely watched consumer sentiment index jumped 16% to 60.5. Oil prices are leaping and stocks are slipping on worries that Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear and military targets could escalate further and damage the flow of crude around the world. All three major indexes on Wall Street are down more than 1%. This is SRN News. A ranking of the states based on biblical worldview.
It comes from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and it finds that the state with the highest percentage of people who have a truly Bible-based perspective is Alabama. Next on that list is Mississippi, followed by South Carolina, Arkansas, and Montana. At the bottom of the list are Rhode Island, Maine, Nebraska, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. However, even in Alabama, the percentage of people with a biblical worldview is only 12.6%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist representatives have wrapped up their annual meeting in Dallas by giving a vote of confidence to the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. It has faced criticism for what some call a liberal draft. They also defeated a proposed constitutional ban on churches with women in any pastoral role. That vote failed to reach the two-thirds majority needed for a constitutional change. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on a massive Google Cloud outage.
Multiple popular online services were disrupted Thursday due to ongoing issues at Google Cloud. Down Detector says that tens of thousands of users of Spotify, Discord, and other platforms began noticing issues with their services early in the afternoon. The company says that engineers have identified the problem and that services are beginning to recover. The outage affected clients in the U.S. and abroad. Google Cloud hosts a significant amount of services on the Internet. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new poll finds Elon Musk has lost some of his luster with Republicans since his public falling out with President Trump. An Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds fewer Republicans view the one-time government efficiency bulldog very favorably now than they did in April. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.